Ennis, who did this new study?
The National Trust for Historic Preservation in conjunction with American Express. So this study suggests that 67% of millennials prefer to stay in historic hotels while on vacation. 71% prefer to engage in historic tours while on vacation. And a whopping 97% actually agree with the idea of historic preservation. And so a lot of that has to do with the unique character that many places have and that unique sense of place that comes with that.
Do we know why specifically millennials are so crazy about that historic character? Like, why doesn't everybody want that?
So it's just not millennials. Also, empty nesters prefer areas with a sense of place as well. But what we're getting to now is that that group finally has spending power. However, this group also prefers things that are just authentic. And that was something that the previous generations didn't much value at the same level with the growth of suburbanism in the 1980s and 90s. So we're seeing basically a reverse in trends.
Where do we see this trend most on display in Jacksonville?
Riverside, San Marco, and Springfield, as well as emerging areas such as the beaches. And then you'll even see it in some new developments that are coming online, such as Laura Street Trio, which involves the adaptive reuse of two historic buildings into a courtyard by Marriott Boutique Hotel.
Basically, any development that we see in historic neighborhoods, this is being driven by millennials.
Yes, because millennials have such a high buying power these days. You're also seeing changes within the suburban development trends as well. The houses are closer together. The streets are gridded streets instead of cul-de-sacs. They try to preserve a lot of the older oak trees to give it a mature landscape. So you're starting to see a lot of that now. You didn't really see that 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we pretty much mowed the landscape down, put in a gated community. All the houses looked basically the same. You would drive into your two-car garage, go in, and you wouldn't come out to the next day. And now a lot of those newer houses have porches and things that are incorporated into the design, which is basically what they were, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah, everything that's old is new again.
Yes.
The study is Millennials and Historic Preservation. That's by the National Trust for Historic Preservation and American Express. Ennis Davis is co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.